Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all those things we did not get to during the course of the show today. I had a thing happen to me the other day when I went to McDonald's. I'm in McDonald's and I've had like a, yes.
Can I interrupt you for just a minute?
Yeah.
I noticed that all your stories start with fast food.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if you heard the podcast, it was Arby's. Now in the Aftercast, it's McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Have you
there
thought
too?
About your life choices? I mean, I can't say anything. I went to McDonald's yesterday.
And
but
I love my life choices.
Okay.
So I was traveling and you're right. A lot of my best stories come from my experiences in fast food because you meet wonderful people. So I was in the airport and I had a long, like, it was a fast, like, 2-day trip. And I was just tired, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm just kind of getting through it. And, like, it's early in the morning. I'm like, hey, you know, go to make my order. I'm like, hey, how you doing, man? And so I'm just being polite and the, hey, how you doing? And being nice and, oh, I'm having a bad day. Like, oh, no.
This the worker, the McDonald's guy?
Yeah. You're like, oh, man, no. I'm not in a, I need to console you mood. I don't know you, you know? Like, and then as believers, like, our faith needs to, like, this is our Super Bowl. That's mm-hmm. where we got to come out.
But what if he knows who you are?
Yeah, there's that too. Fortunately, I was in a different city, so he probably wouldn't. But it was like, you have that moment where you just like, oh, do I just hunker down? Or like then like, oh, dude, what's going on, man? You all right? Well, you know, it's just working a lot and I got some family things going on. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get a sausage McGriddle here, man.
And oh, so you did ask.
I did. Yeah,
and
I did.
And that's what he said.
Good job.
Yeah. And then the life gets poured on you and it's stuff. And like for me, it's one of those things. It's really, I mean, I listen to people's stories all day long every day. And so I'm used to it. It's not a big deal. But then if you run a company, you don't want your employees doing that to, you know, customers, because you might hit the wrong customer that it hits them wrong and they get mad. You know, you want your employees putting on the best face for the company. And I think that it's been a heavy time for people. And I think people are now maybe even just more inclined to share or be honest about mm-hmm. stuff, which is good in the right setting. But like while you're checking out at a fast food place, I don't know that that's the place for that conversation.
Or if you're in a hurry, most people are.
That's why you go to fast food.
Yeah.
Like I never understood why they put like the 10 items or less lane and they'd put the oldest person at the grocery store in that lane working it. You're like, no, this is built for speed. This isn't for Ethel. This is not where Ethel shines.
Ethel.
She doesn't.
Bless
she does
her.
Not shine here. I took her 15 minutes to walk from the back
She's
to get up here.
She's done her duty.
I know.
She's earned her keep there.
Greeter. She should be a greeter. How you doing, y'all? Like, that's fine with Ethel.
Poor
like,
Ethel.
It's good. But, like, yeah, don't
we
put Ethel.
We love you, Ethel.
Yeah, don't put her in the fast lane. Don't. This is life in the fast
life
lane.
Life in the fast lane.
Yeah, she'll make you lose your mind. That's for sure. And so maybe we'll talk about that on the show of like those
of
conversations.
Ethel?
No,
oh.
Like the conversations you were not expecting to have, but then got drawn into. I want to write that down because okay. I think that could be. I think there's probably some really interesting ones.
Mm-hmm.
I went to lunch with our CEO or dinner. I mean, when he first came in, How many years has he been here now? I don't know. You should know, Betty, because you're a great employee. Yep, I'm not.
3 years.
Yeah, but I think that's about right. And so we went to dinner, and the server came up, and he just started asking her all these questions and things that I would never ask. And I was almost like, oh, dude, no, come on, man. And then it got into, like, are you a believer? Like, what just happened here? You know, I'm like, I'd like a steak, you know? but it ended up leading to a very interesting conversation mm-hmm. that we wouldn't have had he not asked. And I wouldn't have asked. I'm not wired that way, you know? And so, yeah, I want to write that down for the show tomorrow. I like when we get stuff out of the aftercast to do on the show, too.
Yeah.
Filling in our boxes, because that's what we got to do every day. So, anyway, I'm tired. No, I'm not going to complain. like the McDonald's guy.
Well, I think I know. Oh. I think I know why you're tired.
Why?
Because of watching The Bachelor.
I did. I did. I got drawn in.
So I have a little story on The Bachelorette.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes. So Katie Thurston,
yeah.
I guess she is The Bachelorette. I'm not sure. I saw pictures of her. She's very pretty.
Oh, yeah. She's cute.
But she said, quote, she wanted to leave. She wanted to leave the show.
Mm-hmm.
But she was so happy to hear when Bachelorette's Caitlin Bristow?
Yeah, I don't know how you say it.
Tayshia Adams?
Yeah, I don't know how you say her last name. That sounds right to me.
Okay. That they're hosting. You know, Chris Harrison yes. got in some trouble, I don't know, last season?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So these two are taking over hosting duties, but they have experience. And mm-hmm. so they're able to help Caitlin during this time of trying to navigate all these yeah, men that want yeah, her, and she yeah. looks so pretty. Bless her.
I hear you. I hear your voice. I hear it in you, Rock. I know what you're doing.
And I mean, I wouldn't want to be in her shoes. Not at all. I couldn't yeah. do it, but I'm yeah. just saying.
Same.
It was an interesting dynamic to have the two girls kind of hosting that girl power and the things that Chris couldn't bring to the show. Mm-hmm. Like, Chris was always ancillary to me anyway. Mm-hmm. He was there to bring out roses, and if you didn't get a rose, to say your goodbyes. Like, he really
this
didn't have much.
This is the last
much.
Rose. So. Yeah,
and
yeah,
every once in a while, they'd pull him in for that heartfelt conversation. Yeah. Are you doing okay? How's yeah. your journey?
What's your truth?
Yeah, so he was not totally needed. Even though he was an executive producer, he just kept himself in that role, obviously. When they brought the girls in, they're like, you probably wouldn't have a problem with them. Like, I'm sitting there watching this with my daughter and my wife, and when Tayshia and the other girls start being like, yeah, you go, girl, you know, blah, 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 I just went, oh, like, I'm like, I can't handle that.
Why?
Like, I don't react on that kind of level with my friends and stuff, and it's very girly. It's what women do. It's like how women, my wife has no problem with everyone on Instagram going, hey y'all, hey fam. I'm just not wired for that.
You don't like to hype others up?
Yeah,
you don't like to cheer them on?
No, I don't. And it's a language I don't speak, you know.
Positivity?
No, just the over, like the weird
encouragement?
No, just the girl thing, like how you guys interact
guys
with
do
each
that
other.
Too.
We interact differently.
Is it okay if a guy does it?
No, absolutely not.
So once again, we're back to you don't like to encourage others.
No, it's not encouraging. It's just
yes, it is,
the pre-hype process.
Girl.
You're yeah. not a fan of the pre-hype process?
Yeah.
It's a hype man is an encourager.
It's just
what they're there for, to hype you up.
Yeah, I don't know. So I wasn't a fan. Like, I didn't think that they needed
feelings,
that.
Am I right?
Yeah. But I think that she ultimately, I think that them being there was probably a decent evolution of the show. I don't know that you need both of them, but
well,
know.
To me, if I were the Bachelorette, I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them, because if they're still single,
they're trolling.
Yeah, who's to say that they won't like steal a potential person?
Yeah,
or you know,
like,
or
downplay somebody.
Yeah, why are they there?
Well, they're
because
there
they're
for
still
their,
looking.
No, they're there for their 15 minutes. Like, they still want. They want to every
but
time
if they get love, and yeah. you know, like, why not?
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
This season, I know, is going to go really wrong. Like, it will
why?
Be. It'll be salacious, just from things I've read of things that she said and how she started on Bachelor Matt's season. Why do I know this? and so, like, it will get. I think it's going to get more raunchy. There's always the religious person. They always have a Christian on there, and I hate it. The people they pick wow. for well, the people they pick for it. I think they pick stereotypes that are
well,
not normal.
One guy.
Who, Sean Lowe?
Sean. Yeah, tell me his name. But he was a good guy.
You walked me into that one, Rock. Yeah. And then, you know, like, so they've got this guy. He's like a gym owner, and he used to play baseball, like, I guess, college or minor league or something. But so he's a believer, and they show him reading his Bible and stuff. But then he's just kind of a... Yeah, it's just icky, you know? And you're like,
why is it icky?
He was just icky. And like some of the things that he said, and you're like, oh man, like you're the representation of our faith in this show. Because there have been bachelorettes, there have been bachelors who are believers, and they did handle themselves fairly well in the thing. Tenley was a great example. Like, she was amazing. Like, I thought she was great. We had her on the show back in the Total Access days. I loved her. But I just always hate that when they're typecasting for these things and they find that polarizing Christian. Like, then the guy's like a virgin or whatever. Great. Like, that's awesome. Like, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing embarrassing about that. But then they make it this whole issue and, oh, it's embarrassing.
Like, it makes him his identity.
Yeah. And then he just didn't carry himself well, like, the first night and stuff. So you're like, oh, that's kind of a fail.
My other question, were there any odd job descriptions? Like, I know in the past,
I've watched it.
It was like dolphin trainer, dog walker.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There was like entrepreneur, bartender. The one guy showed up in a cat costume.
He wore
a cat because she loves cats.
Oh.
And so he was committed to it, wore it all night long.
Okay.
Worked for him. She dug him. And then there was a guy that showed up in a box, a big present. I want to be present for you. And like, he didn't get out of the box for hours because they do the thing all night long, you know? And so like, he literally is in this box for hours, and they're interviewing him in the box. It's so funny. You just hear the box talking. So it was actually kind of funny.
Oh my word.
But then when she finally meets him, he stands up out of this box, and you're like, okay. I mean, at this point, I'm curious. What's going to stand up out of this? Is it going to be a troll?
So you haven't even seen him?
No. Oh. You have no idea what he looks like. That's what made the joke work.
Got it.
And the guys were making fun of him, obviously, and stuff. And then he stands up out of this box, and you're like, oh, I'm hoping he's like an ugly dude like me, and you hide to hide there. And they give this guy some hope. Mm-hmm. No, he's all ripped and jacked and good looking. You're like, you didn't need the box.
Did he make the cut?
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Seems like he would.
That's memorable, though.
It is. Yeah. That was a really good creative idea.
Yeah. So, and it's funny because the one guy that she gave the first impression rose to was like, wow, I really did watch this. was like super shy. And normally she's like, likes all the outgoing guys, mm-hmm. and like the cat guy, she made out with him. Mm. And so he's thinking, and the cat guy is going to lose his mind.
Did
for the
he
record.
Hack up a hairball?
He will. He is from Nashville and he's a math teacher, mm-hmm. and he is already like smitten. And
smitten like a kitten?
Yes. And I'm telling you, this guy's going to lose his mind because he thinks, okay, we got a connection. I'm in and I need this. He needs this. And he's not a bad looking dude. Like when she walks by him to give the impression rose to the other guy, the shy guy, you can just see it, you could watch his heart break.
Aww.
It's gonna
be
poor
kitty. Do you agree with her first impression rose choice?
Would you have given it to the present guy?
I mean, how did she get to know him if he was so shy?
Because they kept talking, and she's like, you know, I normally go for the funny outgoing guy, but maybe this is my type now. Because she, even after they had their first interaction and she walked away, he walked away, she goes, I could see that being my boyfriend, you know? And then Tayshia, they're like, yeah! But anyway, that part wasn't needed.
You go, girl.
I know, exactly. And then I'm like, stop it.
This is nice because I don't have to watch it now because you've...
I've done the whole recap.
Yeah, I feel like
I
was there.
I watched the entire thing, man. Like,
was it like 2 hours?
I missed a half hour of it. I had the girl start watching without me because I was still getting ready for bed. But then, I have a regimen.
And then he comes in complaining. I'm tired.
I know. It was like 9:30 when that finished. And then I hung out talking with my daughter for a little bit more. And then I just... You know, if you own a cat, you know how your cat loses its mind like sometime around bedtime and then it just runs circles around
zoomies.
Your house? The zoomies. That happens to me. So then I start picking on my wife.
Oh, your cat didn't.
Zoomies. My daughter's like, you're just like the cat. Because then I start picking at my wife. Like, I was laying down. I just took her pillow out from under and threw it on the ground. Like, for no reason. Just no reason. Just messing with her, you know? Putting my feet on her and stuff. And so then that goes on for like half an hour.
You don't have a lot of friends, do you?
No, it was my... and that was my fault. So I'm tired, and it's all my fault because I did this to me. So, anywho, so that was that. I don't know how much of The Bachelor I'm going to watch. Like, I don't know that I'll
be
into it.
Oh, are you sure?
Again, I think it's going to get. I think it's going to get bad. Honestly, it's always on the edge. I think what happens with the show is, up until, like, especially the fantasy suite things, it gets, like, super salacious. Up until that point, it's usually not horrible. But this girl, I think, is setting the tone. And I know there's a double standard, but I think this girl is she set the tone in how she went on to Matt's season. And some of the guys came out, like, doing plays on what she did. And it was kind of, like, if you were just at a club and somebody came up to you and said some of the things they said and the double entendres, you'd smack them in the mouth,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I think, and I'm not blaming her because she is who she is and she's living her truth, whatever. But I'm saying she's...
You go, girl!
Amen.
She set the tone of what she gets, you know, for that. I think you set the tone for the people that you interact with by what you put out there. And so I think it's going to be a little bit of that this season. But lots of drama, guys crying. When they cut the montage of guys crying, I think it's more than ever. So I'm really, really happy about that. And even one of the guys I really like, this funny dude, Trey, wow, goodness. I ingested way more of
Gavin
the show than I thought.
Gavin and I tuned out a long time ago. Yeah, you're still talking.
I cannot believe I remember this much stuff about it. He so showed sad. Up in a truck with a ball pit in it, which was funny.
Oh, that's actually fun.
Yeah, exactly. But then there's a scene with him just crying, like, oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then another bachelor comes back from another season.
Oh.
So, yeah. And he was at kind of a tool shed. So
oh, boy.
Do? Yeah, a drama. Okay, so that's enough of that. Hey, good news. One more thing. No.
Okay.
One more thing on news stuff. Good news if you are planning on cruising, celebrity cruises, actually, they're still traveling. They said North America, so I got all excited. I was thinking that, like, the continental United States, but they actually were going out of St. Martin, but you didn't have to be vaccinated for this cruise, because most of the cruises you have to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, this one they were vaccinated. So it was the first cruise out of North America from St. Martin. So you had to fly to St. Martin, do the cruise, and then fly back. Mm-hmm. But the good news is, because there's been a whole controversy in Florida with Governor DeSantis signing a law that prohibits the vaccine passports or the cruises from making you be vaccinated to take the cruise. And I would have thought the cruise line would have jumped at that. Like, great, we can get back to business.
Yeah.
But they had their own rules that they wanted to adhere to with the CDC to prevent. I think they're thinking long-term to prevent the spread and keep cruising long-term versus cruise for a little bit and then maybe get shut down. But they, Royal Caribbean announced that they're going to start cruising with basically saying vaccines suggested but not required.
Okay.
So if you are not
that's
vaccinated,
better than making you do it.
Oh, absolutely. And you want to do a cruise, and it could jumpstart Florida's cruise economy. And when I heard that news, I bought like Royal Caribbean stock a few months ago because I'm like, the cruising industry is coming back. So I bought them in Carnival. And then when I saw Royal Caribbean say we're not doing vaccinated things,
all the way.
Oh, I'm like, ding, ding, ding. Send it on up. Because that's, I very rarely get stocks right on my own. And so when I pick one and it works, I'm so happy.
Hopefully it works then.
I know. I think it will. But they, I miss cruising. Because I loved it. It was a great vacation. I know, Gavin, you've never taken one. I highly recommend them.
I think that we actually threw down the idea of doing it next summer,
you
just because we had looked at it with a couple friends and the price tag was going to be good.
Yeah.
And with us moving into this new house with good savings and a better rental price, then it might be possible in the next few years. Just save up a little money and do it.
That's the nice thing about cruises is you can book your cruise a year out and you pay for it throughout the
year.
That
is kind of nice.
So then when you get to your vacation, it's already paid for and you're done. Betty Rock's going to do a cruise in January. So I'm really hopeful.
In
January? Next January? I think you go.
I have no idea when it is.
I think it's January, February.
But you are doing a cruise?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I mean, by verbiage only.
Okay.
She hasn't put any money down.
No, but sure.
Yeah, I haven't signed
anything.
That's
fun, though. Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's a fun thing to even just think about doing, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, that's awesome.
And, I mean, it was beautiful going to Alaska.
Let's all go together.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Show thing. We'll write it off.
We'll write it off. We'll do the show from the cruise.
Yes.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I did the first ever broadcast from a Disney ship.
Let's talk to an engineer.
And it was awesome. They had a radio studio in the smokestack, basically.
That's awesome.
And so you're up seven floors or whatever, and so I got to do the first broadcast ever on the ship. It was great. I wish that would make it into Disney trivia.
Why did you leave?
Stupid. I would have only made trivia famous. I know. I would have only made it in another couple of years anyway. But I know people that were there that started when I was there and wrote it all the way till Radio Disney died just a few months ago. It was weird. On Disney Plus, Gavin, you have it, right?
Yeah.
There are these things. They're like 15-minute movies of people that work at Disney and the different jobs. They're so good. They're little documentaries. Watch them. They're really interesting. Okay. But there was one on a girl who worked at Radio Disney.
Could you imagine if you had the episode?
I know. She was not very interesting, I'll be honest with you. She just wasn't. She's like, hi, Radio Disney. And like they didn't focus on much of the interesting stuff other than like, oh, I'm a mom and I work. But
good for her. Way to go, girl.
Yeah, I'm not downplaying that, but I'm just saying there wasn't any creativity.
Is it like Disney Insider?
Yes, yes, it's real. Telling you, it's really good. It's worth watching more so than The Mandalorian.
I'll be the judge of that.
I will tell you this: Frozen 2, one of the worst animated films ever.
Oh yeah,
I'm going out hard saying that. But boy, the making of Frozen 2, the behind the scenes—if you like that kind of stuff in the production—fantastic. I love that. It was like a 6-part series. It was great. So anyway, I guess we've already done yours, didn't we, Lady Rock? We did it out of order.
Yeah,
let's do some birthdays and wrap this bad boy up.
All right, we've got one. Jeff is celebrating a birthday today.
Yes. Yes. So good!
Okay.
I'm so happy it's Jeff's birthday.
It's going to be a big file.
Jeff, way to go! You, sir, birthdaying it up. You're amazing.
He would like the birthday song.
Well, I just really went over the top.
I think that was better than the birthday song.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was a pretty great reaction.
Agree.
Happy birthday at all. You enjoyed your birthday too.
All right, question. It's for Wally. Wally.
Yes.
You're flying a plane.
Yes. That could happen. I've had dreams of like being the only one in a plane that could, like the pilot passes out and they need someone to fly it. And I'm like, I used to fly RC helicopters. I can do it. I've flown in planes with my dad. I've watched him fly before. I could do it. I think I could.
Really?
I do think I could.
Have you really done all that?
Yeah, I've actually flown planes
before. It's not like a remote control helicopter.
No. I've flown real helicopters and I've flown planes before, but like there was always somebody with me. But I haven't landed. Landed is the thing. Flying a plane in the air,
once you're up there, it's not that bad.
If I knew you were behind the helm, I would like make sure I had something padded all around me.
Oh, sure.
Need my life vest. Need everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the crashing position.
Just take the parachute. Absolutely. Take your chances there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not going to be a pretty landing. Are you kidding me? It's hard to do, but I would like the opportunity someday to do it.
All right. If Wally is flying a plane.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Okay. I think this is for me and Gavin.
Okay.
Do you sit up in the cockpit or sit in the back or not go at all?
Oh, well, not go is not an option because the pilot has passed out. We're already on a trip. Wally has been called. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, does anybody know how to fly a plane? You know my hand would go up.
I would put it down.
You know my hand.
I would.
Yeah, you'd be trying to drag my hand out
him.
And I'd be like, I can do it.
No, he can't.
I definitely think that I can do more things than I actually can.
Oh, I know you think you can.
I know. It's very true. Like, and the older I've gotten, the more funny it's gotten. Back when I was younger, like I used to, like somebody would be like, hey, I don't think you could hike up Mount Kilimanjaro without ever training. When I was younger, I probably could have done it and would have done it just to prove people wrong, you know, because I was that driven and I would push myself till I died to do something. And then now the older I get, I'm like, oh, I totally do that. Absolutely. About halfway, I'm like, oh, this is the worst idea ever. Hey, what's the big deal if I quit? You know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My bar has gotten down.
So on everything that I've heard thus far, I'm going to say I'm not taking the trip. I want
no, you have to. You're already on it.
That was an option.
No, I'm taking that option one. You're sitting with me, or do you sit with me to see how it unfolds, or do you sit in the back and just
I'm sitting with you because I think if anything, I could at least calm you down or try to calm you down. Yeah, keep you focused. Yeah. And I'm afraid if you're by yourself, I might get distracted.
And I might want to do something funny.
Like, yes, hey, and this is not a funny time.
Hey, let's see if we can roll this thing, you know? yeah, so you would be good. You would be a good voice of reason.
I'd be in the cockpit.
You'd be my good co-pilot, for sure. And like making sure that I did the right
Gavin?
Thing.
Gavin?
Oh, I'd be up front just to make sure if something bad...
He'd be filming the whole thing with his Android.
Yeah.
Let me present this blurry footage of Wally flying.
It would look like a surveillance footage, and they'd never be able to find out what happened in the crash.
They're like, did it come from a 1980s Casio camcorder, handheld camcorder? No, it was a 2021 Android.
Didn't have to be a phone topic. Didn't have to.
I would, Gavin, you should be there as well because you're going to, in a plane crash, I think you want to be in the front.
Oh,
why?
Just to quick.
If there is like the guarantee of death.
I want to be in the nose of that thing and just be done.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like I'd rather see something coming versus being like, what's happening?
Yeah.
In the back.
I'd rather not know.
Yeah, this just got sad all of a sudden. I'm like, thanks, Jeff.
What also, too, we're all betting on the fact that we will die.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
None of us have any positive reinforcement that we will live to another day.
I've watched too many movies.
It is weird, though. Like, when I go on trips and things like that, like, I have this... That, you know, just like I have this thing, this innate belief in my abilities that I don't have I can't back up. There's parts of me that does think I'll walk away from something. Like I would survive a plane crash somehow. Like in my soul, I'm like, I'm going to make it. I don't know how, but I'm going to make it.
We ever find ourselves in that situation.
Be with me.
And either I die with you or I live. Either way, I'm telling you. I told you so.
Yes. All right. I think that is going to do it for our aftercast. And as always, thank you for being a potty.